A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This last week I spent time at Camp Olog. You guys know that place? I've heard of it? Our Lady of Guadalupe summer camp. The counselors and staff there were training for their full summer of summer camp, and I was helping out as a chaplain. And so I had this opportunity each day to pray with them and to teach them and to be with them as a spiritual father and guide. And one of the evenings, we had this beautiful night of prayer with adoration and being able just to ask the Lord to come upon them and the Holy Spirit to descend upon them. They prayed in this beautiful time for confidence, for trust, and for all that the Lord wanted to give them. And on this particular feast day, and in these readings that we hear, we realize, and we have to continue to realize, how important it is to call upon the gift of the Holy Spirit upon ourselves, upon the church, the Spirit that guides the church and helps us to realize that we are never alone. God is always present. Jesus from the cross sends out to the world the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says to his disciples in the upper room at the beginning of their apostolic life, "Receive the Holy Spirit." At our baptism and confirmation, the Holy Spirit descends upon us, bringing divine life into our soul. A divine life that heals us, sanctifies us, and calls us to proclaim the truth of Jesus. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working within our hearts and souls and minds, the minds and hearts and souls of all in the church, that helps us to be certain of the truth of Jesus. The Holy Spirit enhances natural gifts within an individual and also gives us supernatural gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Here's a good way to think about the Holy Spirit. It is God eternally loving us, pouring forth eternal divine love. St. Thomas Aquinas says that the Holy Spirit interiorly perfects our human spirit. It also teaches and empowers us to say no to evil, to love others like Jesus, to be faithful to your Catholic faith, and to the call of Jesus to be his disciples. Now, have any of you ever in your life ever had a hard time saying no to evil? Probably some of you. All of us. Have you ever had a hard time loving others? All of us? Most of us? Have you had a hard time being faithful to your Catholic faith? All of us at some point. But even then, Jesus is calling you, all of us, to be his disciples. The Holy Spirit gives us the courage to go and make more disciples in the world through the witness of our faith. Throughout all of history, the world has looked to the witness of those who, enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit and sent out by Jesus, have given their lives for the truth of the gospel. You could name a saint, a family member, someone that you know who lived the faith in a beautiful way, heroically, who inspired others to love Jesus. You can be that person. We should be those people. The truth of the gospel, the truth that sets us free. The apostles were the first witnesses and martyrs to do this, to proclaim this great love to the world. Pentecost is often referred to as the birthday of the church. So happy birthday, church, I guess. We don't ever give the church a birthday cake, but we come to church to encounter Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus sends the power of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and starting in Jerusalem, they go out to bring the truth of Jesus to the world. What did they encounter in the upper room when they received the Holy Spirit? Well, they encounter, at least this is what Pope Benedict XVI said. He said they encountered joy itself when the Holy Spirit came upon them. The Holy Spirit did not just instill an emotion of joy. The Holy Spirit is the joy of the Heavenly Father. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit, Christian joy. This kind of joy is more than any human joy. The joy that comes from the Holy Spirit into our hearts says to us, you are loved by God. You are loved by God. Not forgotten. Not insignificant. The Lord loves you. You are a child of God the Father. In baptism, the Holy Spirit says to all of us, you are not bound by original sin or by sin. You are now a child of God. In the sacrament of confirmation, the Holy Spirit says, you are a child of God, and now you must go out and proclaim the love of God. You are apostles of God, sent out into the world. In the Holy Eucharist that we receive, the Holy Spirit says, Jesus will fill you with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus gives us his flesh and blood to consume so that we can be transformed. In the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, we become another Christ in the world and for the world. In the sacrament of confession, the Holy Spirit teaches us the power of mercy. It also teaches us of the need to not only be forgiven, but also to forgive others. Those always go hand in hand, by the way. Jesus teaches us that in the Our Father. Forgive others as you want to be forgiven. the sacrament of confession. In this sacrament, we are no longer bound by sin, but we are reconciled to the Heavenly Father and to His Church. In all the sacraments, the Holy Spirit is pouring out grace, divine life, love, and joy. The Holy Spirit also teaches us how to embrace our cross and the cross of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to trust Jesus. The Holy Spirit is vitally important to the life of the church. Every single day, call upon the Holy Spirit. If you're struggling with sin, if you're struggling in despair, if you're struggling with loneliness, if you don't know where to go, if you doubt the faith, if you doubt God, if you are just lost in this world or know others that are, call upon the Holy Spirit, who fills our hearts with the fire of love, divine love. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts. Fill us with the fire of your love. Fill us with Christian joy. Fill us with total trust in the Lord Jesus. We are never alone. Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, reveals to us the way to heaven. Daily call upon the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Ask God, the Holy Spirit, to pour out the grace that will make us true apostles, saints of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.